Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Welcome back, everybody. It is contest time. Caller 5 at 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. Wins a pair of tickets to see comedian Tammy Pescatelli November 30th, next Saturday, at Rob's Playhouse Theater. Tickets are on sale now at playhousetix.com. Letters on the telephone keypad.
Yeah.
There are letters on mine. I mean, they're there. I see it. I had to check.
Yeah.
There are letters.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I don't know. That never really worked for me.
Letters?
Yeah, I've always I think if I'd ever had a number that I needed to remember or write down that was like that, I would look at the letters and write the corresponding numbers down, just because I'm never going to use the letter. I don't know. My brain couldn't work that way. I don't know. Just always messed me up. I mean, I know it's not that confusing, but I just...
Well, because you can pick different letters for each number.
Right.
That doesn't make it less confusing.
No, that makes it... That's the thing about it, I think. Because, yeah, there aren't 26 numbers on your phone.
No. Not even on mine. No, you're right. 24 years ago tonight, I wonder if you will remember this. 24 years ago tonight, November 22nd, 2002, for the first time in their history, the Sabres wore an alternate jersey. Red. With the swords.
Oh, sure. That was the debut of the... Yeah, okay.
12-22-02.
Red Hot Fridays.
Red Hot Fridays.
That's what that was called. Later face-off. I can remember talking to Larry Quinn about this way back then. It's better for the, folks want to go out, grab dinner. You know, you're always rushing. Get out of work. Get down to the game at 7. You know, let's give them a little longer on a Friday. Maybe it'll be good for the restaurants in town, and like more people will go out and whatever. And that was the idea behind Red Hot Friday.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Did it not work?
I don't know.
They didn't stay with it.
I might suspect that the part about people going out to eat would have been helpful, but if you're the Sabres, you'd rather have people coming in the door hungry.
That's right.
Right? And I'll bet folks didn't love 8 o'clock start either. Just, you know, because, you know, you're in the habit of a hockey game starting at 7 o'clock and you're home by 10:30 maybe.
Or you're going out after.
Right. But 8 o'clock, just pushes everything back an hour. So, yeah, I think both of those things are probably why, but probably more the first about, you know, fans showing up hungry. You'd rather have them come there and buy your $18 hamburger, I think.
Or whatever it cost then.
Right. It probably wasn't 18 bucks, but whatever.
The Sabres won that game, debuting their new red jerseys at home against Columbus, 5-4, to improve to 4-11-3-1. What does that mean? What does that mean? What's the three? What's the one? Which is the three? Which is the one? There's ties, and then
4-11-3-1. Wow.
And the goalie? This is a good little question. Who was in net for the Sabres' first ever alternate jersey night?
I'm going to go Mika Noronen.
Nope. November of 2002. I got to look this up now. This is good. I'm sort of giving hints by saying that.
Nope. Yeah, well,
Dom's gone.
Miller's not here yet. Marty's here, right? By then, I mean, he's drafted in 94. Yeah, he's here by then.
Sure.
And Noronen was here with Miller for a while. I remember all three. Oh, who are they going to trade? I've got three of these guys. They're all young and up and coming and whatever.
05, 06, they were all on the team to start the season.
Okay.
Because they had that 10-4 loss. I hate to always think of that game for this, but Miller hurt his thumb maybe.
Right, in the morning skate that day.
And yeah. Noronen and Baron would have both played probably that night. I think Noronen was...
Okay.
At the beginning of that season, he was around. There was one game against the Rangers, I think it was, where he was incredible.
All right.
So he had all three there.
Okay, so it's... But it's not him in 02.
It's not.
It's not Marty either, because you wouldn't be saying it's good.
Marty would be, I think, the obvious
Marty
guess.
Marty would be the easy guy. That's why I guess Noronen instead of Marty, because I don't think you're asking me who it is if it's Marty. So now, boy, I just don't know who else...
This won't help you, but the Columbus goalie was Mark Denis.
Thank you for that. Yeah, that's totally useless. Oh, man.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
Virata scored.
Václav Virata. Neckbeard.
And James Patrick.
Jeep. I gotta just say, Uncle. I'd like to spend more time with it and really, but we're on the radio. People are screaming probably because I'm doing so bad. I don't have even a guess.
It's Miller's first career win.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
02?
November of 02. It's his second game.
Wow.
And first win according to Hockey Reference. Would you have ever realized or remembered that Ryan Miller was in net when Virata was on the team? That to me is cognitive dissonance.
Yeah,
like that,
yeah.
Virata is over there in the 90s.
Right.
And Miller's over here
in the mid
2005-06.
Right, yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's, well, I just did not remember him being, I knew he showed up earlier than when he finally really took hold, right? There was a few different moments that I remember. I remember him being really emotional after an early career loss, like before he was really on the team. Maybe it's like a year after or so, this appearance. Because we were working together, I think, when that one happened. And in November of 02, we're not working together yet. We're still, 9 months away or so from being paired up in September of 03. Wow, I just can't, I just, I, I'm... I, struggling to have him be here that soon.
I know. I mean, this team reads much more like the 99 team than the 05-06 team. Barnes, Curtis Brown, Gratton, Patrick, Chatan, Virata, Warner, Zhitnik. Ryan Miller played with all those guys at the beginning of his career.
Right.
And one by one, I mean, they were all moved off
from. Rob's not there.
Rob is there.
He's there. He gets moved in that trade deadline, I think.
I think that's right.
He and Barnes both, same day.
I mean, you have really, like, you're right in the middle from the 99 to the 05.
Yeah.
Like, because you've also got Campbell and Connolly and Dumont and Hecht and Kalinin and Kotalik is in this game. McKee is in this game. Pyatt. And like that's the lineup.
Yeah, wow.
It's like half the 99 team and half the 05 team.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
It's his first career win.
So Miller did that, and then there was a lot of Rochester in between then and when he really took hold here, right? The lockout year he's in Rochester, I think.
Yes.
For that year, right?
Yes.
With a bunch of guys. Pominville, Vanek, Roy, I think.
So that's 405.
Yep.
203, he plays 15 games. The next year he played 3, and maybe that's when, like, all right, this is not working. And he went down. He only played 3 games that season for the Sabres.
Yeah.
But then 05-06 happens, and there he goes.
Do you remember talking to him about, I think it was probably in an off season here, somewhere in between these years. I think he's fully on the team when we had this conversation, but he was on with us maybe a couple of times that he did join us on our show. I remember one time him being very, very open about talking about working with a sports psychologist and how much that helped him. Like just the mental fatigue of the position and the grind and all that stuff and how much that helped sort of get him on track. And I always remembered that. Because, you know, I mean, he went on to have, I mean, obviously a highly decorated career in the NHL. And, you know, maybe without getting that sort of assistance, maybe, you know, the thing never gets fully on track for him.
Kind of tiptoeing towards Saber Rando here, and it might be a great day to play. There's a game tonight. There's no Bills game. It's Football Friday. I think this is probably a violation of Football Friday regulations. But you name a random Sabres player, and we just say anything we can think of. 803-0550. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.